Do you ever get tired of playing in title games?
Interesting question. Of course not. No, it's what we play the game for. So I'm excited to be in another one.
Is the fifth one different from the first one, from the third one?
I don't know. I guess I could tell you after, but so far, besides for I guess the very first one that I lost, they've all felt really, really good.
Having that experience, what have you told your teammates what to expect in this one?
I'm not very vocal, so if somebody comes to me and asks me, I usually tell them it's another game. You have to play the way we've played the entire season, play within yourself, and of course there's going to be nerves, but after the first 5 minutes, hopefully they'll be gone, and you just settle down and play your game.
Having been on winning teams, do you think this team has what it takes to win this cup?
Definitely. I mean, we have a very solid defense, and we create a lot of offensive chances, and we've got some real threats up there to finish them.
And talk a little bit about this team versus the other four. I mean, this seems pretty much an underdog team coming into the playoffs. Has that been a different experience for you compared to the other teams?
It definitely has been. Listening to what Gary had said before the interview here, it actually does feel like there's a little less pressure this time. It's kind of nice to feel that, but we definitely know we have to go out there and perform on Sunday. So.
Brian, do you remember being a Rapids fan in 97?
Oh, of course.
When the Rapids were in the Cup, you remember watching it? So, tell me the emotions. Were you at one of the championship games of the before Cup?
I watched it on TV, and I was definitely disappointed that they lost. But, back then I didn't know much about soccer, and I, wasn't following it as much. So.
You guys were able to handle San Jose pretty easily last week. Do you think that was your best performance of the playoffs, and will you need to do even more to beat Dallas?
I think our best performance was the first game against Columbus. I think we created a lot of good chances there, and we played very well. I think we just need to play a solid game defensively and offensively like we've been doing, and obviously cut out some of the chances that we afford them, and score the ones we create.
Brian, take away the first 30 minutes against Columbus at home. It seems like you guys may have turned on a little bit more conservative game because maybe they're one-off finals, essentially. They have been. Have you guys been a little more conservative, a little more cautious?
I think that's the nature of the game. I think when you go up a goal, you say, okay, if we keep them out of our net, we've got it wrapped up. You see it in every tournament. Just the conservativeness of the lead, I guess you'd say.
Brian, you're a Colorado guy. You're around when the Rapids came in '96, yeah?
Yes.
Do you remember what it was like in the scene, Mile High? Did you go? Were you a fan? I know you're a hockey guy too.
Yeah, I went to
Marcelo Balboa days and all that.
I definitely attended a few of the games, and I was a big fan of the players. It gave me a lot of hope for the future to be playing this game. So,
do you remember that it was a big deal in Denver when they came? The Avs had just come too, and
it was definitely a big deal among the soccer community.
Yeah,
all my friends and I were excited about it. I mean, it obviously gave us hope, gave us future.
Brian, the moment of trade from Houston, did you anticipate to end up in an MLS Cup final?
I can't say I anticipated it, but there's always that hope. You wouldn't be playing this game if you didn't hope or think you could get there. So, just glad it worked out.
And Serbia's team seems to come out of nowhere from qualified to the playoffs from a seventh spot. How do you compare this to the Earthquakes when they won the Cup with you?
That 2003 team was a very special team. From the first game, came out rolling over opponents and continued it through. I had a little rough playoff run, came from behind twice. And I mean, I don't know if that made it feel more special, but it was. It was. It's still my favorite ring.
Brian, how different a coach is Gary Smith compared to when you had Yallop, you had Dominic? What's different about Gary Smith? What does he bring maybe from his English upbringing?
You know, Gary's very calm, almost unnervingly calm for me after coming from Dominic. He's just one of those guys that tells you what he wants you to do, and you just go out there and do it, and it's relaxing in some ways, and I've really enjoyed my time with him.
Last question. And has he, what has he shared with you guys, I mean, going into this? What are the two or three things you're putting up on the board going in this game against Dallas?
I mean, just our confidence. He gives us a lot of confidence and freedom to play our game, and he sets us up tactically very well, and expects us to perform, gives us the confidence to play as a team.